Tonight, you know, the role of the woman when it comes to the military lately has been heavy discussion. And the reason is because, of course, we've seen the disgrace of what's happened at West Point and in other branches of the military, where you have this massive sexual harassment and assault going on, so that you have the president and you have generals and you have the Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel saying we won't tolerate it. And then comes this. It goes back to the same conversation we've had on this show many times here on America Tonight as to what is the role, or what should be the role, of a female in the military. Should they be on the front line? Should they be in the special forces, in the dark ops, in Navy SEALs? Now they're talking about having a woman or women that could be part of a SEAL team. And I know that there's people in the military who have served deep, deep, deep in what I would call cover, and they don't see this as something that's workable, but they fear voicing it publicly because they're afraid that they'll be seen as chauvinistic and outdated and dinosaurs and, you know, not politically correct would be the worst thing. And certainly there's times where they couldn't be quoted as that, whether they think it's ridiculous or not. So we come back to the same argument that we've been having for, it seems like, decades. This time around, Colonel John Bates and Lieutenant Howard Bromberg talk about women in combat and talk about what's right for female soldiers and what the process should be.
Our approach is integrated, it's scientific, and it's incremental with decision points all along the way to get for the best soldier in 2020 and also expand these opportunities for women as we move forward.
Right means we maintain combat effective units across the total force, and we don't set our female Marines up for failure by not preparing them for any resultant institutional change.
All right, so that sounds like military ease, but they're tearing down what you would call the proverbial glass ceiling, this time on the battlefield. And, you know, maybe this is a tired argument, but I go back to it. Will this work out? Can this work out? And there are some women, when you say this, they freak out and say, are you kidding me? Why shouldn't women be able, if they're strong enough that they can do it, why shouldn't they be there with a man and be able to do what a man is doing when they really want to serve and they want to be there? They want to be a Navy SEAL. They have aspirations to be on the front line. They have aspirations to lead the charge, whatever it might be. So why do they have to be relegated to other roles? Well, other people have told me that, and this is not an excuse that would always wash with me, that the reason we're seeing the sexual assaults and the harassments and all that kind of stuff on the rise is because it is like a locker room times 10, plus the pressure of you may get your head blown off and be offed, be killed, be done with. And you got to have your brother's back. Can a woman carry somebody who's been wounded on a battlefield, or somebody who's choking in water somewhere, where they're submerged and they're going between ships or doing whatever it is they're doing after coming off of the land? So I think that the time for going back and forth on that is past, because it's here and it's happening and it's being pushed forward even more, I think, because of the fact of the problems the military has had. There's the desire to make it go away and let's get women out there, let them have the same possibilities, let them go ahead, and if they can get through the training and they can make it, then let them make it. Let's correct the missteps and let's move forward and take a big leap for womankind. But many of you listening to this show have served. What prompted this is that there was conversation about this today but also that I got a note from a guy named John Cox who said that he thinks women are wonderful. In fact, I'm going to read it to you. He says, Kate, women are wonderful. Women have done so much in support roles, necessary support roles, to help the men on the battlefield. I don't understand with some of the incredibly skilled, smart women that we have in analyst roles, even on drone capabilities, why do we need to have females in a position where some horrendous things could happen to them? What if they are captured? What are the chances with the thugs in the Middle East, and I'm being kind, what are the chances if one were captured, she wouldn't be raped to death? Then how would Americans feel about that? Plus, how would her unit feel about that? And would the unit be torn up and trashed to the point of not being able to function to do what they are set out to do? Remember, in the military, it's about following orders. It's not about questioning and disseminating information. It's about following orders. Women still don't have a place in that kind of world on the front lines. So, because of the discussions that recently have happened, I'm opening it up to you. What do you think? Is he right on that or wrong? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. It's a tough call. It's a tough call because I think putting it that way, it makes me cringe. Thinking that something could happen, to a woman where she's in a situation, the men in the unit feel completely responsible whether they should or not, and then something outrageous and unforgivable goes down, and they can't have any blowback with it. I mean, you think of how many soldiers are killed, and you think of what happens now on the front lines that are blurry. The front lines aren't the same anymore. In fact, I guess a woman could be on the front lines because really you're talking about a lot of drones and people being adept at operating drones. So almost guys or women who are great and skilled in seemingly tactics, tactical maneuvers and like video games, because that's what they're doing, looking at screens and being able to fire and get a drone out and whatnot. And certainly we can see a woman in that position. In fact, there already are women that are in that position. But I don't know, talking about a Navy SEAL, when you think of what the SEALs go in and do, she'd have to be the best of the best. And it could go back to the same thing again. If she qualifies, in other words, goes through the rigorous training and earns the stripes, then she's earned the stripes. But, boy, I would be concerned about a couple of things, including the ability to be able to lift the dead weight of a really big man, to move him quickly in a situation where you had to hightail it and get out of somewhere. I'm thinking of, like, remember the helicopters and what they were doing when they killed Osama bin Laden, and they had to take off of that compound, and how they had to help each other and hurry up and get back in and scuttle out of there. Might be tough. Stay with us. More to come. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We can count round the bend, but talking off the top about the military and the fact that they're saying they're close to the possibility of a female SEAL, wow, that's, I don't know, that's surprising to me because of what has to happen to earn that status. Not that I think a woman might not be capable of that, but just what you have to go through on a SEAL team. Even Jack says the only way I see it working would be if there was a female-only SEAL team. Imagine how demoralizing Al-Qaeda would have been, gutted, if it came out. It was a SEAL team of women that killed bin Laden. Yeah, that would be. That's like Charlie's Angels. Charlie's Angels. They took care of bin Laden. But all joking aside, it's a topic that's reared its head again, and the reason is because I think there's a push to make it happen, figure out a way. What I heard off the cuff is that some people were told, make it happen, find a way, make it happen, because this is the way to make up for the things lately that have been a big black eye on the military, and that would be a mistake, because two wrongs are not going to make a right. You cannot have a woman in the position that she can't handle. If she can handle it, different story. But are you trying to push someone through that is almost there but not there to hurry up and try to stuff that down everybody's throat so that it looks better? Is this the way to erase the black eye? And I would say no. Hey, speaking of black eyes, remember everything that happened to Stanley McChrystal, the former general? Of course you know who General McChrystal was. Well, when he had such a storied career, then the Rolling Stone article came out. And what was his big mistake? He was quoted, and so was his staff, of heavily criticizing and really mocking the Obama administration. And the journalist who got in on this story was a guy named Michael Hastings. And he did this profile back in 2010 of McChrystal that led to his retirement. He died in a car accident in L.A. on Tuesday. He was just 33 years old, and he had been, it's interesting, he had been a reporter for a thing called BuzzFeed since last year, and he, when he was hired to cover the Obama reelection campaign, he did a lot of features, and he did some things about what was happening, the wars between politicians and whatnot, and he still was contributing to Rolling Stone, too, but that profile of McChrystal was really a huge deal because it led to the downfall of McChrystal. And that because of what he had to say specifically about Obama. I mean, Hastings wrote that an unnamed aide to McChrystal mocked the vice president, too, Joe Biden. So the fallout when that article came out was huge. The general resigned from his post. He was the top commander in Afghanistan. And that changed what happened with, what happened with a couple of generals. And it certainly changed McChrystal's life because, I mean, here was, once again, this military guy who was tried and true all the way through. I mean, he loved the military, and then for this to happen had to be just a complete shock to him. So just as a quick aside, Hastings in that car accident. Lo and behold, we have Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, what's shaking? I know you have an opinion on this.
Do I dare speak my mind?
Speak your mind.
Oh, my God. I'm making people mad out there in Never Never Land.
I love that people are recognizing you.
Well, you know my position on the military. The deal is, are these women joining the military because they want to serve their country or to become heroes? And they're, you have to decide that you're there to serve your country first, and you do what is best for the country, not what you want to do, but what is best for you.
Mm.
Anatomically, women are not suitable for SEAL teams. They just aren't. They don't have the upper body strength. We never will. And I know firsthand because, you know, I have served. I spent 21 years in the Army and a year in the Navy. And I was a pretty strong broad back in the day because I worked out. But upper body strength is imperative for all of those special ops positions, for all of them. And as strong as I was, there's no way I ever had a desire to compete because not only physically, but emotionally and mentally, I knew I would not qualify. And I don't know many women that can, and I've met some pretty heavy bruisers in my day. And the one thing, well, two things, tear down a country through its economy, tear down a military through its morale.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And I agree with you.
We are so into this political correctness, it has become obscene, just absolutely obscene. And I disagree with the man that wrote the email about disagreeing women being in certain positions. I totally agree with him.
Agree with him, yeah.
Women don't belong there, Kay, for more than just political reasons. I mean, we just don't, because we become prisoners of war. We are a lot bigger target. Lot bigger.
Oh, yeah. And you know how the men would feel, the natural instinct. It's true.
Absolutely.
And God love them for it. Yeah, yeah. I've seen it happen in other forms, and I agree.
I've seen it on the streets when I was a cop. I saw it on the streets. The guys want to protect them. And the other deal is, and you want to talk, okay, they said it was scientific. Well, let's talk a little biology or anatomy here. Women have breasts. They get in the way.
Yeah.
Women have menstrual cycles. Hello, that gets in the way. And some women suffer severe cramps every month. That gets in the way of performing your military duty. And no, you don't get any husk cut just for your female problems every month. If you're going to be in a special op, tough patootie, you suffer through, you pick it up and you put it down, or you shut up. And I'm really, really tough on this one because I've been there, I've done it. I've been cold cocked. I've had a knife put through me. And I'm telling you right now, there are some things that had I been able to change them, I might have done so. But in my dotage, that's easy to say. When you're young, you're a lot more stupid and you have more bravado.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see our men put in harm's way because there are, and I call them feminazis. I'm not a politically correct person. Don't anybody ever mistake me for that. So the feminist movement has really ruined a lot of things for women because they've become feminazis. And I'm sorry. You don't just get your way because you're a female and I want to do it. No. We have a lot of men serving. And they don't need the extra burden of babysitting women. And that's my opinion on it.
Ooh, hardcore Izzy, I guarantee the phone lines are going to ring off the hook. Thanks for that, Iz. She's talked about that before because she served. And notice she said she served, so not that you couldn't serve. I have friends that have served, and they are amazing. And they've done some amazing things, and they have the respect of so many people in their units. But they didn't serve in the middle of combat. They didn't serve in a SEAL team. They served in different capacities, but necessary capacities where they were in key positions without a doubt. So the SEAL team thing, in fact, I think what I saw was I was watching one of the cable networks and their headline was, "The days of Rambo are over. The Pentagon announcing plans for women in combat." How about that? So Department of Defense, what I heard is that they're going to really push for this. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton.
cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Topping Weekend Count. Do you know it's been 5 years since the bicyclist pedaled up to a Times Square military recruiting station? They were talking about women in the military, and detonated a bomb. The FBI and the NYPD are offering $65,000 for information on the suspect who may be linked to two earlier attacks. But think about when that happened, 2008. The commissioner for the NYPD says published reports have repeatedly cited the early morning time of the attack and the lack of casualties. The fact is the bomber narrowly missed killing or injuring people who were going by who can be seen clearly in the vicinity moments before the blast. So they feel pretty fortunate about that. They want to know. So they're offering that reward. They've been airing it now for a while, and they keep airing it with the hopes that somebody comes forward that they saw something. But I'd say 2008, they'd be hard-pressed to get that information. This is interesting. TWA Flight 800 investigators have decided, yeah, we're not going to be silent anymore. There's a new documentary about this, and they claim the original conclusion about the cause of the crash is wrong. Here we go with whistleblowers again. Like I said, it's the year of the whistleblower, and it includes a number of aviation experts. What they're saying is that it was wrong what they said happened on TWA Flight 800, and a gas tank explosion did not bring the plane down off of the coast of Long Island 17 years ago. The six whistleblowers all part of the original investigation stopped short of saying the plane was shot down, but they say that what the cause was not what they said it was. They say that the way the victims' bodies, the wreckage, all that kind of stuff shows, and the forensic evidence, that one or more ordinary ordnance explosions outside of the aircraft caused the crash. That's scary, isn't it? And it includes, this whistleblower team includes investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board, TWA, and the Airline Pilots Association, and they've retired from their spots. So now they're free to talk on this documentary. Imagine if you're some of the family members and you hear what they believe happened because you're thinking shot down. You know, there's always people that were pegged as conspiracy theorists who said that's what happened there. They just didn't want to say it. And now with them saying it, it gives a little bit of credibility to that possibility. It gives a lot of credibility, in fact, to that credibility. 100 Americans have been stranded in Kuwait with this contract dispute. They're stranded on army bases, so that's why they're captive, if you will. And the problem here is their contract had ended February 17th, but Al Shura refused to transfer the employees' visas to the new Kuwaiti subcontractor and accused the Americans of being runaways and absconders. Ooh, absconders. So the company, Global Linguist Solutions, has barred workers from leaving the bases since May 31st to protect them from arrest and imprisonment because they say that's what's going to happen to them in Kuwait if they decide to do that. We're talking 100 Americans. And Linguist Solutions just wrapped up a deal with its sponsoring Kuwaiti subcontractor, the group I mentioned, Al Shura International, and signed on with another company. So there are people that are caught in the middle of this. So how do you get 100 people out of Kuwait? Al Shura is demanding $22 million from Global Linguistics in order to transfer the employees' visas to the new company. $22 million. Wow. Contract dispute? Or are they being held hostage in every sense of the word? A couple of them spent a few days in jail after they were caught outside the base. And that's why they said, you don't want to end up there. You don't want that to happen. So, yeah, you need to stay put, even if you're going a little bit stir crazy. Don't move. All right, and finally, this last one. I just happened to see a link to this, and I wondered what you thought of this. The War of 1812, a big turning point in Canada's history, right? That was a big struggle, Canada's earliest big moments. The war in which who was the enemy? The United States. It's now on a circulating commemorative $2 coin, and it features, you know, the Royal Canadian Mint, it is what it is, and it's part of the Government of Canada's celebration of the bicentennial of Canadian military efforts in the war. And they started releasing about 5 million of these $2 coins celebrating the victory of the HMS Shannon over the USS Chesapeake and its escort of the American War Prize into Halifax Harbor. I don't know. How do you feel about that coin? Come on, Canada. But, hey, it is part of their history. Let's go out to Sally, who's listening to us in Washington. Hey, Sally, what's on your mind?
Hi, Kate. I haven't talked to you for a while. I was listening to your last caller about women in the military.
Yeah.
My son, as you know, died in 2009, Special Forces, the Air Force. A year later, my young daughter enlisted. She's a nurse, but she's now a captain. And my daughter is very, very bright because she is very good in math, which usually it's men that are the mathematicians, but my daughter got it. And I do not want to see her in military combat. I like that she's a nurse, and that's why that's her calling.
Mm-hmm.
What's on my mind is I also had a father, who was a POW in World War II, captured by Rommel. And my dad raised me, and he said that the most important thing you possess is your word. So I want to ask you, has this president kept his word? Do you remember when he said that we were going to be no longer red states and blue states?
That's a while ago, yeah.
We're more divided than ever. And your last caller, I can't think of what her name was, but she talked about the... Yes. And when she talked about the morale of the military, I thought, you know, I told you this before the election. Two-thirds of the military did not want this president reelected. And I have some other things that are going to bring this country down, and that's the quantitative easing that Bernanke does. What he does is he goes and he prints money. And anybody that's got a savings account or trying to save for their old age, he's robbing us. And they're propping up the stock market. And the other thing I see that's coming, you've heard of Obamacare. My brother calls it Obama Scare. That's another thing that's going to bring this country down.
Yeah.
It's scary because there's not enough doctors and nurses, and you allow that amnesty that Rubio's pushing. I'll tell you what, my daughter, when she's a reservist, but when she's working in the ER, she tells me that they come in there, and a lot of the people that are foreigners, they use it as their primary care. They come in for colds. You know, she'll just say, well, you just need to go home and take your temperature, and they want the thermometer. And she goes, no, you have to go buy your own thermometer. Or they'll come in there. Many people that are of the Muslim faith, they don't want male nurses. They want them to only see female nurses. They're women. They want coffee. They want coffee for all their relatives and sandwiches for all their relatives. They act like we owe it to them. Aren't they exempt? Is that not true? And everybody's getting exempt from Obamacare except me. So I'm going to become Amish because the Amish are supposed to be exempt, right? Now they want all the government officials. They want to be exempt. And do you remember when I told you about your word is the most important thing you possess? That's what my dad said.
Yeah.
Okay. He said Obamacare would reduce the debt. It's on one of my Tea Party signs along with TEA, taxed enough already. Obamacare will reduce the health care. How's that happening? It's not. And so that's what's on my mind. What about the weapons of mass destruction? When I was working for this pulp mill out here in Washington State, which closed and the machinery went to China, everybody's saying, where's the weapons of mass destruction? Where's the weapons of mass destruction? How many times did you hear that when Bush was president? Well, you know what? I have the answer. They're in Syria, and that's what's on my mind, and I'm going to say goodnight.
Yeah, Sally, you said a mouthful. I let you stand on the stage, and let me address some of those things. One, I worry about Syria, as I said, because the Russians, of course, are supplying Assad, and Iran is supplying Assad as well with troops, etc. And then we're on the other side with the small weapons that we're giving the ragtag team of rebels. So there's where you could really have that explosion. One of the things that Sally said, and thanks for your kids for their service, sad about you, the loss of your son and your daughter serving, and she put that point out there so well. Here she's serving, but in the role of a nurse, which is vital there. And what if it was front lines? And that's what we were talking about earlier, because now this is the big push with the military. And as far as Obamacare is concerned, we had a guest on, and you'll be able to catch him in a couple of days if you missed it, when we put him on AmericaTonight.net, what you missed. And one of the things he talks about is what could happen. It could backfire as far as the Affordable Health Care Act is concerned, because so many people will not be able to afford the premiums. It'll create that competition that they weren't looking for. They were looking for single payer, but that may just blow up and might work in many of our favors, because it is unaffordable. It is going to be unaffordable for so, so many people. Highlights from the Heat game next.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract. and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
At the American Airlines Center, I think they call it, but it's their American Airlines Center. Yeah, the group of people there were just completely crazed at the end of the game because of what you just heard there. The exciting calls, LeBron James, who just lit it up when he had to. You know, things rest on his shoulder. Sometimes when he's the one-man wrecking crew, it doesn't work out, like when he was in Cleveland. But he already has one NBA title under his belt. So 103-100 was the final score in OT. That forces that Game 7 that you just heard, the exciting moments there. So with 9 minutes left in regulations, that's when Superman went crazy. He had an amazing dunk off of a rebound, an offensive rebound. His signature headband went flying off, and then he scored 11 points the rest of the way, and then that's history. And it was crazy. There was crazy calls that were missed. I watched a big chunk of that game, half of that game from half from I guess the halfway point on is when I started to catch it, and the fans really got treated to something special. Game seven in any sport, where it's the best of seven, is absolutely incredible. Will we see that in hockey? Now that's going to be fun to watch. I think Boston is starting to really pull away, but maybe we'll get lucky, and the Hawks aren't going to go down quietly. So game four is coming up in the Stanley Cup Finals. That's on Wednesday, 8 o'clock Eastern is when the puck drops. And, Matt, I know you, like me, and we, you know, I always get pummeled for this. You really enjoy the game of stick and puck. And I'll tell you what, this is the first two games in this were absolutely amazing. The third game still was pretty good, but Boston, you know, Chicago was couldn't hit the net to save their lives, and Boston played so well. But I think this fourth game is going to be pretty interesting, too. I think this is going to continue to shape up to be fun to watch.
And Chicago has an uphill battle for sure. Before Game 3, they were saying that in an even series, 1-1, which it was, the winner of Game 3 wins the Stanley Cup 84% of the time. So the percentages are against them, and they're also playing at Boston, which is going to make it tough, too. So Boston's pretty much been out-muscling them the entire series, and Chicago was a little lucky to win Game 1. And you got to wonder if they just don't have it, because the Boston Bruins are looking like just the superior team all over.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people were watching that. A lot of people were watching and hoping for the excitement of especially that first game, because the game three, I was looking this up the other day, man, the amount of people watching NBC, the NBC Sports Network for this, the Bruins 2-0 win over the Blackhawks averaged just over 4 million viewers. Wow, 4 million viewers. And in hockey, that's kind of unheard of.
Yeah, they got 6 million for game one.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy. So I think you're right about Boston, though. It's tough to overcome. Their line changes. Their top line's so great.
So yeah. They're shutting down the top line of Chicago, the top two lines. And then not having Hossa, he got, I don't know what actually happened. I can't remember reading it, but he got hit with a puck in pregame warmups. Couldn't play in game three. And he's probably, Kane's their probably most gifted offensive player. Taves is a solid player as well. Everyone knows about the captain. But Hossa's just a consistent two-way player, and they really, really missed him for sure.
Yeah, and it's funny, they're saying now that it's likely Hossa, good observation on your part, it's likely that Hossa will return to the lineup for that game four because they really need him, because he was a surprise scratch before that third game, like Matt was saying. People didn't realize what happened, and then he wasn't there. But now they're saying that he's going to be there for the fourth game. And, I mean, he's tied for the most points. He's got like 15 in the postseason. So replacing him with Ben Smith, it's just not an even deal there.
Going back to the NBA just real quick, one of my major problems with the NBA is I feel that the refs have so much control over what happens. And there's already, you know, on websites, everyone's talking about the call in Ginobili, whether that should have been or non-call, I guess, whether that should have been a fall or not. And same thing with the James play. I think it was about 30 seconds before that. Also, my other problems are that the games take so long. There's so many stoppages. But I just feel, do you think in the NBA, as far as professional sports go, do you think the officials have the most power in the NBA over a game? Or do you think it's maybe like MLB with the umpires? I think
it's NBA.
I think it is too.
The foul calls and the lack of calls, the missed calls.
Right, because I think in football, as much as people do complain about the refs, and maybe you missed a call here and there, there's reviews, and you could see that, you know, once they got the replacement refs out there, how bad the officiating could be, and once they got the real guys in there, the games, you know, they flow quickly, even though football has stoppages, and they're usually accurate for the most part. I think in the NBA, just because it's personal judgment on foul calls, it's so much like a difference as far as like the control they have over the game flow and over, they make themselves kind of the star of the game, and they put themselves into the game more so than any other sport, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then and sometimes it's because during the regular season, especially keeping the superstars in, there's like the pressure to keep the big guys in that people know. And I think that there's missed calls because of that. A lot of nonsense, much more
right.
goes
and,
on.
I mean, you know, a little bit in baseball, you know, if you're a star player, sometimes, you know, the strike zones may be a little different for you versus other people. But I think overall in baseball, you know, there are botch calls here and there, and they don't do reviews except for on home runs.
Yeah.
I just think it's the NBA, and with the treatment they give star players, where it's not a travel for them, but it's a travel if you're a sixth, you know, man on the bench, or it's a fall for you because you're getting, you know, 10 minutes a game, but you're LeBron James, so it's not a fall for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just think there's too much of a discrepancy, and that's, you know, a lot of my main problems with that league.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think there's a big discrepancy with players, with the athletes there.
Although for all my hoop friends out there, they said it was one of the best games they've seen in a really long time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, if the fans enjoy it, the fans enjoy it.
That's right. And people do like the NBA, but I'm with you. I like hockey, as I mentioned, and, of course, I like Major League Baseball. And you know what's interesting about baseball? There's a big story going on, and this, when I lived in California, they were talking about this, so here we go, these many years later, Major League Baseball is being sued by the San Jose City Council for telling the Oakland Athletics they can't move to San Jose because there was lots of conversation about that happening. Bud Selig, who's the Major League Baseball commissioner, even formed a committee. He's more and more like a congressman or a senator, formed a committee to research a possible move 4 years ago, but the San Jose mayor was tired of waiting around for a definitive answer, so they say, you know what, we don't even care anymore. We were really interested in a team, now we don't care because we're sick of it. You're demoralizing us, you're killing us, as we keep talking about it. So, you know, it doesn't work. Now, the action that they're taking is, this is pretty cool, it's a conspiracy by Major League Baseball to prevent the team from moving to San Jose. They're saying, and the remedy is the violation of state laws and the use of illegal cartel that results from agreements to eliminate competition in the playing of games in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The Coliseum is such a dump, especially
it is.
For baseball.
Oh,
they just had the Supers back up.
I know.
For baseball, that is far and above the worst stadium ever.
I know. I interviewed Ron Darling,
you know,
there one time.
The
yeah, it's bad. I've been there probably 10 times. It's an awful place. They would be better off going to a new stadium in Santa Clara County. They'd get more fans. It'd be much, much better.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.